Joining us now on the WBGO Journal is Scott Hancock, who is the Associate Professor of History and Africana Studies at Gettysburg College. Thanks for joining us, Scott. With so many of the statues and memorials to the Confederacy on the Gettysburg battlefield, I wanted to know what your thoughts are with all these protests and demonstrations and the ask for all these statues to be removed. Where do you stand on this?
As far as the Confederate memorials being removed and relocated in various places across the South, I say it's about time because I think they, and myself and many other historians, there are people, historians who've done a lot more work on monuments and would say that they have taught a very narrow and twisted version of history, memorialized that version of history. And I think it's about time we start trying to tell a more accurate and more complete version.
So how about the Confederate statues that are on the battlefield at Gettysburg? What do you feel about them?
Okay, so there's a variety of different kinds of Confederate statues and memorials and markers. And there's a reporter from the Hanover Evening Sun, Hanover, about 20 minutes from Gettysburg, who called me and asked me some questions about this. And so some of the comments that I've been getting and emails I've been getting from people are that I'm trying to destroy all the Confederate memorials and statues and erase Confederate history, which is completely inaccurate and twisting it. Because there are some markers that note who fought where, how many died and wounded, things like that. And so those are sort of teaching the facts of the battle. And I think that's a legitimate use of markers and some of the statues. But there's also monuments, memorials, particularly some of the state monuments like Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, and some of the others, where they are absolutely, there's no doubt they are glorifying a cause and a battle. And so they're remembering the battle in a particular way. And I think it's legitimate to ask if the way in which they're depicting the battle, the way in which they're glorifying the battle, is teaching history in a way that's productive, in a way that's accurate and beneficial. And personally, I think some of them don't do that. The other question I think we should be asking is, when were they erected? Because there's a mentality often, I think, about the battlefield that it's somehow sacred. I don't know if you're familiar with this. There have been different times there's been an effort to have casinos in Gettysburg. And there's been one of the arguments against the casinos by some people as well. It's kind of desacralizing the battlefield, or it's some kind of sacrilege to have them around here. I mean, not on the battlefield, but even near here. And this, the kind of thinking that the battlefield is sacred, well, it obviously wasn't sacred when they put up the monuments to, like, Georgia, I think it was 1961, Mississippi was 1973, Louisiana was 71, there's another one, maybe Arkansas was 66 or sometime in the 60s. So they didn't have any problem altering the battlefield and the look of the battlefield in the 60s and 70s, when I think they're making a clear statement about what's going on. So they're putting up those monuments at the same time that former Confederate states are putting Confederate flags on their state flags or putting it up over the South Carolina Dome. The same time in 1958, Russell B. Long, a senator from Louisiana, gets the U.S. Congress to pass a bill the survivors of Confederate soldiers, their descendants, can get a pension. So there's this big move by Southern states to remember the Confederacy as somehow noble Americans who fought a noble battle. And they're clearly doing it because of their resistance against federally ordered integration. And it's an effort, I think, to maintain a certain kind of white supremacy, a certain kind of way of viewing their history and erasing a lot of the other history. So I find it ironic that when I say, I think we can at least ask these questions about these monuments, I get accused of trying to erase history when for 100 years, many, not all, but many white Southerners were erasing much of the history of the South. So that's sorry to get on a soapbox, but I get kind of worked up about it.
The statue that I remember the most from the Gettysburg battlefield is that of General Longstreet on the horse, and I guess because of the Civil War movie with Tom Berenger playing him, he stood out to me. Should that type of statue remain on the battlefield?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say no, but I'm not sure I'd say yes. I think we should look at why was it put up? When was it put up? Think about what kind of messages does the statue communicate? And I can't visualize that one in my head right now. I'm thinking of the Virginia one, which is the Robert E. Lee one. And there are some statues to soldiers on both sides that I think in many ways what they're doing is they're remembering, what they're trying to do is remember the tragedy of the loss of human life. And that, I understand that, and that applies to whether you're talking about Confederate soldiers or Union soldiers. But there are other memorials and statues that I think they go beyond that, and they're trying to, like I said, glorify and sanctify a certain version of history in the battle. So that one in particular, I don't know, we'd have to do some research. And like I said, there are people who have done far more research than myself on this stuff. I do think it's at least worth having a discussion about it.
When you go back to start, and I would imagine classes starts pretty soon for you,
yes.
What do you talk to your students about? What have been some of the conversations that you've had with regard to the monuments or the Confederacy? Anything that that you can relay to us?
Yeah, and because I've texted with a couple of students or on Facebook here and there, but haven't had any extended conversations. But I think it would be much of what myself and my colleagues try to do in a liberal arts education, which is get them to be thinking critically about, so why is this happening? And sort of unpacking the ways in which people are responding to it. And I think what we would challenge our students to do is, okay, can you be relevant in that way? And can you understand what's motivating people to protest the statues, as well as what's motivating these people on the other side, the Unite the Right? So why do they feel threatened by the fact that somebody wants to remove a statue? I mean, at the end of the day, I realize that whether people agree with me and whether we do a more thoughtful consideration of what some of these memorials do, and if more Confederate memorials come down in public spaces and town centers, which I think is about time. I recognize at the end of the day, this isn't going to put food on the table. This isn't going to give anybody a job, but I think it is part of dismantling a larger story, a larger narrative that has disadvantaged some people, in particular in this case, Black Americans, for a long time. So getting them to think about, is that part of what's threatening some of the people who were in the Unite the Right? And I'm not, I don't know the people who were there, but when you talk about the KKK and white supremacist groups and white nationalists, it appears to me that's part of what is threatening them.
When I think of the officers or maybe some of the soldiers, would it be safe to say that some of the officers or soldiers for the Union may have felt the same way that the Confederate officers did, but they were doing their duty?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's why, I think frequently you've probably heard arguments like this. People talk about, well, it's, the soldiers for the Confederacy weren't fighting to maintain slavery. And I think, well, some of them probably were, a lot of them probably weren't. I'm more focused on what the Confederate governments and the Confederate leaders were doing, but I think the men in the field, the grunts in the field, so to speak, were, I think what most historians and other people, when they've talked to soldiers about what's keeping them in the foxhole, in the proverbial foxhole or the literal foxhole, and my father was he served 3 tours of Vietnam, and the few things that he told us about Vietnam, I think, would echo this, that you're not fighting for any great ideology. You're fighting to stay alive, to get home, and for your fellow soldiers to survive as well. And so I think the Union and Confederacy soldiers, they probably shared, I have no doubt they shared that much of that. The reality is, we know that there are many, many Union soldiers who were out-and-out racist, and not all by any stretch, but and there were probably Confederate soldiers who they were doing this to get a paycheck more than anything else. But my quick answer would be no. I think just because you find out that a particular person had some part of their thinking or their past history that we might find morally objectionable doesn't mean that we take their statue down. And that's why part of the reason why I intentionally think that the question with the Gettysburg statues is the state monuments, like Virginia, and particularly the ones that were put up in the Civil Rights era and immediately after the Civil Rights era, because those are not representing any individual soldier. Right? That's representing an entity, an organization, a state. And even the Mississippi one, you know, even though it has individual soldiers on it, two soldiers of the Mississippi Monument, it's one of the very few, maybe the only monument that makes any reference to a cause. It says they're fighting for the righteous cause. And I'd say their cause was not righteous. Maybe not the individual soldier, but in terms of the Confederacy, the state of Mississippi and the Confederate governments, their cause was not righteous. And, again, I don't mean to be repetitive, but I think it's fair to at least have a discussion about whether those kind of things should be on a battlefield, or at the very least, if they're going to be on the battlefield, I would argue there needs to be some context around that statue. And right now there's not. There's another historian who wrote an article. His name is Robert Weir, and he makes the point that you could tour the battlefield, and if you don't go to the museum itself, the new museum, which does a great job talking about the cause and puts all this in context, but if you never go there and you just tour the battlefield, which many tourists, that's all they do, because it costs money to go in the museum, maybe they don't have time for whatever reason, but if you tour the battlefield, you could tour the whole battlefield and have no idea why these two armies came here in the first place or what the Civil War was about, why thousands of men and other civilians and participated in this battle, were wounded and died. And so we need some context, and I'm not blaming that on the National Park Service. They got a tight budget. I know they can only do so much. But right now I think that some of those memorials, they get to send out an unadulterated message that is a really twisted and perverse message, in my opinion.
Do you think any of those state memorials at Gettysburg will be taken down at some point?
It's probably not likely in the near future. I think there'd have to be a lot more public pressure and probably political pressure to do that. And if they were ever taken down, I would not be in favor of destroying them, because they're like museum pieces, and they tell us something about the mentality of the people who put them up in the 60s and 70s. And that's useful, but like what many of these southern towns are doing now, they're talking about relocating them, putting them in museums or other places. I'd be all in favor of that. I'd be surprised if there was any change anytime soon.
Are there any differences between, let's say, if there's a Robert E. Lee Drive in North Jersey, or General Pickett, or just Pickett Place?
Yeah.
In New Jersey. What are your thoughts about the actual street signs? That's all they are, signs.
Yeah, that's a good question. I hadn't thought about that, to tell you the truth. I guess off the top of my head, I think there is a distinction. I mean, I'd have to think that through to have a more intelligent answer. I mean, it seems to me that a memorial, a monument, there's been a lot more thought into crafting that and the message that it sends, and as people view it, especially in a place like this or in a town square. A street name, I don't know. I'd have to, I hear myself saying, I'm not sure that's a matters, but I'm thinking, man, if we had ever had an Adolf Hitler street, that would have been changed in a heartbeat. I'm not trying to say Lee is the same as Hitler, but I don't know. I know they've changed the name of some schools over the past few decades, but I don't know. I'd have to think about that more. Some of these memorials, they are beautiful. They actually, I don't know if you've been to the battlefield. I can't remember if you told me that.
Yes, I have been.
Yes,
to the
you have, right? That's right. So some of those, the Confederate memorials, they've got the best memorials. I mean, the statues are amazing. But you know, I think they're beautiful, but beauty doesn't always tell the truth. And I think we need to tell the truth about the past in order to understand, you know, how we got to where we are. And I know as a historian, I, of course, would say that helps pay my bills, pays my salary. But I think it actually does affect and shape the kinds of decisions that we make today.
Scott Hancock, Associate Professor of History and Africana Studies at Gettysburg College. Thanks so much for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Sure, my pleasure.